The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
If the plural of octopus is octopi and the plural of hippopotamus is hippopotami, what's the plural of Metaxas? Metaxi? Metaxae? Or maybe Metaxas is?
Whoops, I sprung a leak.
Anyway, I'm just glad there's only one of them. And here he is,
Eric Metaxas.
Metaxas.
Actually, the plural, Todd, if you don't mind my interrupting your introduction, the Greek plural is metaxades, the metaxades. But since we're in America, you can just say, you guys. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show, and I get to talk to wonderful people, and you get to listen to our conversation. And I have to say, today, a dear friend of mine, the Reverend Dr. John Rankin, is in the TBN studio. Welcome, my friend.
Well, it's a joy, as always.
Either speak louder or pull that microphone. I don't want people to miss a semi-demi-hemi-quaver of a syllable with you because you say important things.
We'll try it again. Good afternoon.
Yeah, you a lot to talk about. Why don't we start with the most silly, fun thing, the title of your new book. Can we talk about that first?
Yes, so it's your fault because I was playing with the title and I used a word in there you thought I shouldn't use, ontology.
I mean, if you use the word ontology in a book, that's sort of a sign to people that unless they are doing their thesis on this, they shouldn't read it.
Right.
So
And then I had a title and subtitle, and we've introduced this before in prior shows. And then you sent me an email and you said, John, you can't give everything in a title, which means metaphor, which means simile, which means something like that. So as we shared prior, this goes back to 1972 when a friend and I at South Kent School in Connecticut ran literally into the face of Satan, and it's the face of darkness. And we talk about this in the book. But what happens is that...
And people have to read the book to understand that you do mean literally, although you've described that on this program a couple of times, so if they listen to our previous episodes, they'll get the anecdote. But it's an amazing anecdote.
That's right, yeah. And it's not literalistically, it's literally.
Literally.
So anyhow, what happens is that what we ran into was this evil, angry darkness. And so all of a sudden I realized that was the metaphor for the book. So the title's called That Angry Darkness. And, of course, we know the great book by C.S. Lewis, That Hideous Strength, which is the most daunting definition of evil I've ever read. And this is not that. This is, may have a little phenomenology, but goes far deeper to the ethics of Satan's absolute destructive anger. And so the title now is That Angry Darkness, an ex-Unitarian meets Satan face to face.
Yes.
And the book was uploaded last night. And if you go to teii.org, you'll see the information. Right now, it's only for private sale to donors to the ministry, and then we'll release it a little bit later for the public.
But I have to say, John, the new title, That Angry Darkness, is beautiful on many levels. It sounds good, which is great, but it also means precisely what you get at in this book and in that initial encounter. I mean, because angry isn't just a, you know, it's just not an, it's not an adjective you just threw in there. It comes right out, as we described in our last show, from the root meaning of what evil is and what evil personified is and how evil enters into human life. And I mean, this is deep stuff. So the fact that my saying, please don't use the word ontology, led you to title the book that, Angry Darkness, I'm thrilled. Because, can I tell you I'm thrilled? I'm thrilled.
Because the ontology, that is the being, the nature of Satan, is destructive anger. This goes from Genesis 3 to Revelation 12. It's explicit. It covers the entire Bible. And so what happens is, it was in some of my translation work that I saw that that was the devil's nature. And then when I go back to experiencing his presence that assaulted us, my friend and I, in 1972, it was this pulsating darkness, utterly angry with our presence, and it threw us back physically.
It's interesting. I was recently talking to Dr. Michael Brown. You know Mike?
Oh, I know Mike, yeah.
Okay. He has just done a new translation and commentary of the Book of Job. And part of our conversation was about who is the Satan mentioned in the Book of Job.
Right.
And he says that the adversary or the accuser would be a better. But then he said something. I'll have to listen to it again. But he said something that seems to lead back to this root of anger. And I couldn't ask him about it in our conversation.
Right.
But I thought that's very interesting because it kind of corroborates your larger point.
Well, when I saw that in Genesis 3:1, when it says, and the serpent said to the woman, and no one translates the Hebrew op, which could be a homonym that means one thing, or it is the nominal form of the verb to be angry. And then when in Genesis 3:19, it's by the sweat of your anger you will produce your food. And once I put that together and took it all the way through Scripture, what this book required me to do was to cover the ethical nature of the devil all the way through. So the first, the introduction of 20 pages covers the whole Bible in this regard. Then I get into the storyline of my own experience. Now, I go through Job at this point, and you can see how utterly testy Hasatan, the devil, the slanderer, the accuser, the adversary is. And the devil only shows up four times face-to-face in the entire Bible. And this is one of those times. Otherwise, he's hiding behind political proxies, or he's masquerading as a serpent or something else. But what happens here is he meets Yahweh face-to-face, and he gets angry with him the second time when Job does not renounce his faith. And then many translations will say on the second encounter in Job that Satan says skin for skin. And, you know, a man will give up anything, you know, for his bodily comfort is the angry accusation. But I could almost hear the angry and the sarcasm, the destructive purposes of the devil to destroy an image bearer of God, namely Job, who is a faithful man as he seeks God. But when you get into the Hebrew, we say skin for skin. Do you know what the better translation is? Skin ripped away from skin. So that you have a little preposition away from. So what happens is that really struck to me the anger. In other words, Satan's delight at ripping skin, ripping flesh, his delight at the Holocaust of 6 million Jews. This is the anger. This is the hatred. This is the nature of evil.
Yikes. Well, you you talk about it in the book. We've spoken about it before, so I want to talk about some other things. But if people want to get this book, which is only available, obviously, to people who give something to the ministry, the title is
For the Next Month or So.
Okay, That Angry Darkness, an Ex-Unitarian Meets Satan Face-to-Face, and we ain't kidding. Okay, people have to go to teii.org.
And it's right there near the top under the banner.
TEII.org. Okay. I want to talk to you about something crazy. You have talked very recently about starting a new political party. I have no idea why you're doing that or what you mean to accomplish by that. And I thought, hey, I'm going to ask you. So tell us about this.
And many people also use the word crazy because we are so used to working within the binaries.
Look, I use crazy often as a compliment.
I know that.
So go ahead.
Other people do, too. with a little bit of craziness underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, like, how could you imagine doing something like this?
Yeah.
Okay. My calling in the gospel for specific ministry while I was in seminary in 1982, our first two children had been born, it was a surprise. I wanted to bring the gospel into the culture. I didn't know how. All the work of either evangelism or cultural engagement in the church at the time, it lacked something. I didn't know what. One time in prayer, the Lord gave me a clear understanding to pursue the goal of seeing theologically educated people in politics, which to me was an oxymoron at the time. With that, a year later, after a summer of prayer, finishing up my degree at Gordon-Conwell, the Lord led me to start an evangelical pro-life ministry in Boston. And so for the next 8 years, with this being the structure of my ministry, the gospel prospered tremendously. I learned so much theologically by cutting my teeth in the face of human pain, suffering, in the midst of political conflict, by bringing in the overcoming mercy of God's love. And so much of my theology was shaped in those years in terms of unique observations that I've made.
John, forgive me. I'm cutting you off in the middle of a thought. It happens sometimes in radio. But we will continue with that thought and with John Rankin on the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around, please.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
Morning Bullets is asking for the public to respond to a nationwide poll that could help shape political policy in 2020. This is your chance to be heard by the decision makers all the way up the chain. Their question: should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Visit TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com to let your voice be heard before the decisions are made for you. Medical services are guaranteed by the Emergency Treatment and Active Labor Act and require hospitals to provide care regardless of citizenship, legal status, or ability to pay. The Federation for American Immigration Reform reported that medical expenditures for illegal immigrants was over $17 billion in 2017 alone. The decision is up for debate, and the policymakers want to hear what the public thinks. Should the federal government provide free health care to illegal immigrants? Yes or no? Go to TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com now to vote. That's TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. TrumpsPulseOnAmerica.com. Be heard.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself.
You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I want the people to know that it saved my soul, but I still like to listen to the radio. They say rock and roll is wrong, we'll give you one more chance. I say I feel so good, I gotta get up and dance. I know what's right, I know what's wrong. I don't confuse it. All I'm really trying to say is why should the devil have all the good music?
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to John Rankin. John, you were in the middle of a great thought. I want to know if you can just pick it right back up and continue.
Okay, the question was starting a political party. So I was sharing in 1982 my own calling to, quote, see theologically educated people in politics. For 8 years, I made great strides at being in the political arena structurally. But once we challenged the Massachusetts political establishment with our pro-life referendum in 1988, it was blocked. That's where we ran into enormous witchcraft. I never experienced to run in, never expected to run into, nor had experience that way. Our pro-life ministry bankrupted. And so I've not been structurally involved in politics since. I've done my Marshall forums. You've hosted some of them. And so I've had my finger in politics, but I've been doing a lot of theological work, and it's a question of God's timing. So I've always been consciously aiming for getting to the starting point. So I arrived in that July 1st when I submitted the papers at the Connecticut Secretary of State's office for founding the Emancipation Party. So what I'm doing right here is I am, back to 2007, I wrote a book called The Six Pillars of Honest Politics. In that, I took Occam's Razor, and you know Occam's Razor, reduce needless redundancies. I took it to Connecticut law and to U.S. federal law. In Connecticut, I boiled all the law down of some 17,000 pages to 36, and the federal U.S. legal code and constitution, I boiled it down to 25 pages. Get rid of all the crud, all the special interests, and start where we once were. Simple law that is meant to be transparent, honest, and accountable. Now, in Connecticut, we are in such an incredible moral and economic crisis right now. We owe far more than we have. The state is far past bankruptcy. And so the loss of hope to turn around the state is quite high. This is the state I'm born in and I live in. So anyhow, the Emancipation Party, we have two elements to membership in it, and I'll just read one sentence from part of it. Members of the Emancipation Party affirm that all other partisan ideas are first given an honest listen. This is the golden rule in political context. Now, Eric, you know this well. You've hosted several of my Marso forums. I go out of my way to make sure those who disagree with me are first given an honest listen. Once that happens, and you can tell in the eyeball and body language contact, once they know they're being listened to, that's 90% of the equation. This does not happen in politics. So in a nutshell, I've built a structure, I'm building a structure, those with me, to make this happen in Connecticut. We have various ways of going about this. The goal, very simply, is in 2020 to field candidates for every state representative office, every state senatorial office, and the five U.S. congressional offices, all that's up for election in 2020. And I have interest in other states as well. We'll start in Connecticut.
Well, there's a lot about this that I don't understand. What ultimately would be the point? I mean, if you want to have an effect in the world, in culture, in the political world, why would founding a party be the best way to accomplish that, and why the title the Emancipation Party?
Well, okay, we've talked in the past about my abolitionist history.
Yeah.
And the Reverend John Thomas Rankin, the manager of the Underground Railroad. In the 1840s, two of his sons, including one who pastored in Connecticut later, started the Liberty Party. because they thought the Whigs were compromised and would not go the whole way on abolition. John Thomas Rankin held off, but then after the Missouri Compromise, after the Fugitive Slave Act in 1851, the Republican Party was founded in 1854, and John Thomas Rankin joined it because the Whigs were corrupt. The bottom line is the Democratic Party is structurally corrupt, top to bottom, completely self-serving, and structurally the Republican Party has corruption all throughout it, though it's got some good people in it as well. Now, my starting focus is only in Connecticut, where in Connecticut, the Democratic Party just puts us further in debt for self-service purposes. The inner-city poor, the black, the Hispanics, the blue-collar workers are all votes. They're treated as property. They don't, pardon my French, give a damn about the poor. They don't give a damn about the unborn. They don't care about the need for strong marriage to undergird a healthy society. On the Republican side of the equation, they talk about fiscal responsibility better than do the Democrats, but they don't give a damn about the inner city poor. They don't give a damn about the unborn. So they are structurally corrupt. So the only way to make, and I use that word, the word damn means to curse. They don't really care at all. They are self-serving in their own perspective. There's some good people in the midst, but structurally, we're looking at evil in both cases. So by doing the Emancipation Party, which goes back to the abolitionist harbinger of setting people free. Right. So the motto of the Emancipation Party is freedom for those oppressed by political power. And that is the status in Connecticut right now and far beyond. So what I'm doing here is I'm taking the proactive of the liberty of the Golden Rule to listen to all disagreeing partisans. I'm going to structurally put that in position and have people run for office on that basis. And the least we will do is get an honest conversation going. The best we will do, and I'm aiming for it, is to elect a new legislature.
Now, when you say elect a new legislature, obviously when you have two parties that are entrenched, well-funded, how do you propose to field candidates with any realistic expectation of winning any of these offices? It seems like it takes a lot of people, a lot of volunteers.
It does, and the church is the greatest energy source for that, and we're going to build the party through the church. Well, that'll set off alarm bells for the America's United for Separation of Church and State, but we do it even under the current law, which is since the Emancipation Party thrills in having other voices be heard, we will go in the churches and hold multi-partisan forums, which the churches can do. And every party comes, can advance themselves. I believe the truth will rise to the top. We will be seen in the eyes of the churches honoring the Golden Rule at a profound level. And in my theological courses, I teach how this is rooted in Genesis on forward. The desperation in Connecticut is so large because we are $120 billion we owe.
You're kidding.
To public sector
unions. The small state of Connecticut owes $120
billion. To public sector unions and cognate issues. And our budget might be $21 billion a year, you know, so one-fifth perhaps. So we are corporately bankrupt so long ago. And the only rescue of the state possible now, if I understand this correctly, is for the governor, and he won't do this, to ask the U.S. Congress to declare us bankrupt and come into federal receivership. The governor won't do that, but that's the only way you could renegotiate all the contracts, unless we succeed with a new legislature and my proposal for a new simple constitution where everything is a level playing field from the word go. And the whole goal, and this is central, is not to beat the union leadership. It's to invite them to the table to make their best argument. Invite everyone to the table. One other element here. I know, because I'm integrated here, I know that the inner city black and Hispanic populations love this and will love it. And you know something? If I win 10 or 20% of their vote, we're putting people into office.
That's amazing, John. Now, there are people who listen to this program all across the country and all around the world, actually, at this point. If I were living in a different part of the country, and of course I am living in New York, you know, what am I to make of this? In other words, are you trying to do something are you trying to start something that would take off across the whole country, or is this mainly local to Connecticut?
Now, this is interesting because, you know, I'm a large thinker and a large dreamer, okay? But my only intentions in starting this was my home state of Connecticut. But as soon as I start talking about it, I've got interest all over the country.
Yeah.
So what has to happen is to do this right, to do it well, and then for others who want to join in as they're able, fantastic. But very simply, my goal is to get a new legislature. When I say a new, so the Emancipation Party will have a process for who can be endorsed by us, and this is a process we're building right now, okay? And if they are a Republican or a Democrat or a socialist and they want to qualify and come to an Emancipation Party meeting and seek the endorsement, they're free to do so. And
in
so,
other words, that they would stay in their party but potentially get an endorsement.
Yes, yes.
Right.
We can cross-register, okay? That's not the issue. The issue is, are they on the table with our two presuppositions, which are very simple. It's the golden rule and unalienable rights. That's what it comes down to.
But who would disagree with that? In other words, I'm thinking in principle, why would anybody disagree with that? I guess the question is, practically speaking, what is required? I mean, what are the two things in a nutshell that you're willing to hear other people's points of view?
Okay. The two points of affirmation for members are all other partisan ideas are first given an honest listen. This is the golden rule in political context. That's number one. Number two, the United States are founded on certain unalienable rights given by the Creator to all people, life, liberty, and a free market economy, under the rule of law and based on the consent of the governed. I'm convinced that this is so central to the Garden of Eden as God gave us life, so central to what Jesus has redeemed for us, that the people attracted to this are the people who don't want secrecy and behind the closed door dealings. And the second one thing I talk about as well is we want law to be simple and transparent.
Okay, so, hang on. We're going to go to a hard break. We'll be right back with more John Rankin.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. California Congressman Eric Swalwell will be the first Democrat to drop out of the presidential race, set to make that announcement later this afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern. The decision was expected. A Washington Post ABC News poll conducted after the first Democratic debate had Swalwell polling at 0% among Democratic primary and caucus voters. He will announce a re-election bid for his congressional seat. The Senate will focus this week on confirming more Trump judicial nominees. First up is the nomination of Daniel Bress to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Authorities say a man has been arrested and charged with felony murder in the killing of a Georgia sheriff's deputy. Deputy Nicholas Dixon died in a shootout late Sunday night in Gainesville. Deputies had tried to stop a stolen vehicle before that shooting occurred in Gainesville. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
At Patriot Mobile, we now know Google and YouTube aren't just silencing conservatives online. They're also manipulating algorithms to interfere with the 2020 election. Meanwhile, big mobile companies are taking the proceeds from your mobile phone bill and funding progressive candidates and causes. We have only one way to preserve the Constitution and the values which made our country great, which is to stick together. This means supporting each other's causes and companies. Leading that charge in this effort is veteran-led Patriot Mobile. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 per month, get the same crystal-clear nationwide service with a portion of your bill going to support the causes you believe in. Come on over to PatriotMobile.com. Switching is easy, and you'll get a free month of service when you use promo code COMEONOVER. Since 2015, they've used over $2 million to support the Constitution and the values we believe in, but we've got a long way to go. You have a choice. Come on over today. PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com. Promo code come on over.
the Eric Metaxas Show, talking to my friend, Reverend John Rankin, about a big idea, starting a new political party in the state of Connecticut and, who knows, around the rest of the country. John, this is a huge idea. You're a really brainy guy. So some of the stuff you were just saying, I was thinking, how is this going to come across, you know, to your average person? And what politician wouldn't say, oh, of course, I'm open to all ideas? In other words, you have to spell it out more practically, at least for me. What does that mean? Because in other words, I could start a party and say it's the pro-life party or a party that, you know, people have done that, obviously.
Right.
And I don't really understand quite the point, but maybe gives you some leverage and so on and so forth. If you have a constituency that sees that party as somehow representing their interests. So what are those two things? What's the first one? In other words, people are going to say, well, of course, I'm open to all different ideas. Practically speaking, what does it require?
I'll come back to the practical in a second. Those few people in history who are among the elitists, who want to rule over everybody else, they will speak publicly that they're open to all ideas, but they will structurally close them down.
Right.
So when – and so you've hosted – you've been the moderator at three of my Marisol forums. So let's take the forum with Nadine Strossen, president of the ACLU. That was just a completely delightful event. Now, why is this? Though we disagree at certain issues, she's a civil libertarian, I'm a pro-life libertarian, and there are important differences there. Nonetheless, she's a gracious person, okay? So what we're doing is seeking out anyone who wants to be gracious and wants to communicate honestly. For those who don't want to, they excuse themselves, okay? So this is exactly what Jesus did in the face of his enemies. The honest come forward, the dishonest hide themselves. And because I'm not just dealing abstractly, so since in my book, in my proposal of cutting Connecticut law down to 36 pages is utterly specific, and what I do through that, so let me give you a concrete example that everyone in Connecticut knows and probably many other states. The legislature will debate a bill. They'll give it to a committee. They will give it to a subcommittee. They will give it to hired experts. And by the time it goes that far down and comes back up to the legislature, it's the hired experts who craft what they want, and the legislature pushes that through at a quarter of midnight and nobody's read it, okay? And this is how secrecy governs in Connecticut. So what I'm doing in my proposal to rewrite the law is a proposal. Bring in all other ideas, critique it, dice it apart and see what is good. My proposal gets rid of all of that. Everything that is voted on in the legislature, every element of the process has to be live and on camera so people can see it happening. So light is the best disinfectant. So there are very many. In fact, I list 30 new and unique things I add to law that make it transparent and simple. And I think that most people know that law or politicians are masters at hiding and serving themselves. We abolish the possibility and pretense of that. Therefore, those who are interested in this are those aiming for honesty. And those who aren't, they will excuse themselves.
Well, so it sounds a little bit like you're starting a revolution in a way. I don't know, again, how this is going to work itself out practically, but this is a dramatic thing when you talk about cutting the law down, you know, to a fraction of what it is now. I mean, I can't imagine too many people saying that's a bad idea.
Right.
But there are reasons that it hasn't worked before. Why would anybody think that it might work now? And by the way, when you do cut law down as drastically as you've done, what about it? In other words, let's say you have a document. You say this is Connecticut law boiled down to 36 pages without the special interests add-on garbage. What do you do with that? How do you implement that? How do you get buy-in to that version versus the other long 17,000-page code?
You do it the way the U.S. Constitution started so simply, the way the Connecticut Constitution started so simply, and then you have lawmaking, okay? But the lawmaking was unrestrained. So we start over again and have restraint on the lawmaking by making it supermajority at certain critical elements that it's not now, number one. And the number two, everything is done transparently. So the revolution, quote unquote, is ethics, simplicity, transparency. Okay? You could assume that given the culture in 1787, okay, in a way that you can't do it today. This is why I say the church is going to lead the way in this. So by doing these multipartisan forums to discuss this idea in the churches, inviting the governor, inviting all the political candidates, office holders, partisan advocates, whoever, everyone to the table. Once you get the sense that everybody is allowed to be there, then people of goodwill, their consensus will rise. And it's not my opinion. I give my opinion a start, but it's checks and balances on power. And my opinion is I want everyone's opinion to be heard. Why? I so much trust the image of God, even in the face of a broken sin. And this all goes back to my PhD work on Hebrew covenant, okay, which I'll be talking about in Northfield July 13th. Once we understand, so what happens is there is, on my part, almost 40 years of academic and experiential work behind this to get me to the starting point of doing this. So what I have at emancipationparty.us, so that is the website.
Okay, so there's a website people can go to now.
Yes, yes.
Emancipationparty.us.
Okay. Yes. So you can go there and you can see my best attempt at simplicity. And I think the first page and a half really sum it up very simply and then more detail for those who want it. And so, and that's why I started with the membership, the golden rule and unalienable rights. That's it. Well, people will say they believe in that, but they do they really live it? We're giving teeth to living it. And the best way you give teeth to it is by living it yourself. So for example, the party will be a limited liability corporation. That's our freedom under the law, okay? So it is a private business, which, by the way, the RNC and the DNC are 527 private corporations, okay? But what they do, so they can keep their dollars private, but when a candidate runs for office, they have to be public, and when they're in government, they have to be public. Well, in government, they're not public. We can be private, but we're going to be public with all our dollars.
Okay, hang on right there. We're going to be right back with John Rankin and more on the emancipationparty.us. Check it out. Alvin, I would like to talk about Relief Factor.
Sure, yeah.
But you know what? Even better than my talking about it, what about if we hear from Julia? Can we hear from Julia?
Yeah.
Is she here? Let's go.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Okay, I got to say, Relief Factor was actually created by doctors who wanted a 100% drug-free supplement that could help your own body deal with inflammation and those aches and pains due to aging, exercise, whatever it is, which is why I take it. Look, you can do all kinds of stuff, but this is—it's very inexpensive. It's drug-free. It's safe, and within 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. It works for most people, so check it out. It's ReliefFactor.com. Highly recommended, folks. ReliefFactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go. And you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-5387. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Okay, Facebook and Google. Do you think they value your privacy? Of course not. It's the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal information. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. It's an old saying, and it's still true. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you are paying with your personal private information. Now, Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution's Bill of Rights. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at ReaganPrivacy.com. Unlike other email providers, they don't scan or record your emails. They leave you alone. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get two free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at ReaganPrivacy.com. That's ReaganPrivacy.com. Taxes show. I'm talking to John Rankin about something that I confess, John, I don't entirely understand how this works. When you start a political party, there's just so much involved. I'm worried about your health when I think about what's involved in doing something like this. And even if you think about Connecticut demographically, I don't think that there are so many serious people of faith in Connecticut that I would want to trust the churches to be so involved. In other words, I'm, you know, when you talk about churches in Connecticut, I think of a lot of liberal mainline Protestants. So, and yet when I think of the church, that's not what I think of.
Right. Okay. Now, we were sharing off air about how much material I'm sharing. And For years, people say listening to John Rankin is like trying to take a drink of water from a fire hose. And so I'm sort of in that mode right now. So I want to pull back from that mode and make this observation. This is really some very simple ideas, but I've done all the homework, and that's where the details come forth. So let's come to very simple ideas. You've seen this in some of my Marsville forums. When you give people who disagree with you the space to be listened to, it's amazing how the image of God is catalyzed in most cases. The churches that would participate in this are believing churches to start. We welcome other churches. But see, once you get – there's a huge well of people in the churches, in the believing churches across the state, who want to see the unborn protected. They want to see marriage honored. They want to see a limited government where taxes are spent honestly, wisely, and law is kept simple, and people maximize their freedoms. That's the majority of people, no matter where you find them. Well, when you talk about the energy is in a lot of these churches. And you get motivation in the churches that moves outward far better than any other political organization. We don't have to pay people to go out and get people involved. We'll have the paid staff you need oversight-wise,
right.
But this will be alive, it will be demonstrated. So in all my years of the Marsville forums, we saw how people always move closer to the gospel as a result, because the gospel is good news. But so often we in the church do not do a good job of representing that. So just to be real simple for our viewers and listeners, is what I am proposing is a very simple thing of starting a party that is based on biblical ethics that everyone can receive. The golden rule and unalienable rights, okay? And I know the history and theology underneath it. Everyone can receive it. And then taking it to the tangible crisis at hand in Connecticut. And so that's what I'm doing. And the key thing I'm doing that can augur any possible success is everyone is invited to the table. I have a long history of doing this. And because of the crisis, I think the interest will be there.
And if you don't mind, because even I, who have family in Connecticut, am largely unaware of the crisis. It's mm-hmm. not – Connecticut is not, you know, so much in the headlines outside right. of Connecticut. So what is the crisis? Is it merely a fiscal crisis?
Well, it cannot be a fiscal crisis until first is a moral crisis.
Yeah.
So if you – well, you were in Connecticut in 1991 when Lowell Weicker pushed the income tax through, and the state's gone downhill ever since, okay? All that money has been used to feather an elite class in the government, government contractors, public sector unions, and so forth. And people in those jobs are getting paid higher than the private sector right now.
Whoa.
And most of the retirees are leaving the state because the state is too expensive to live in. The taxes go up and up and up. So, for example, I have a friend of mine who owns Hitchcock Furniture, a world-famous furniture store. Okay. 9 out of 10 of all the people coming and doing business with him right now are doing business because they're selling their furniture to because they're moving out of state. Okay? You look at the real estate industry, people moving out so much faster. The governor tries to manipulate this by saying, no, we're only losing a few people. That's because of all the illegal immigrants that are coming in. Okay? And so what happens is the upper middle class and now the middle class are moving out, the people who pay the tax bill. Only the very wealthy and the welfare class will remain. So this is the crisis that's happening. So our biannual budget just passed of $43 billion, so call that $21.5 billion a year. Our current obligations that we have to pay before we pay for any present bills is $105 to $120 billion of what we owe pensioners and other outstanding obligations. Because what happens was these contracts were forced through. Do you know the Speaker of the House also heads up the public sector union in the state? So talk about corruption. So the whole system is so corrupt, we owe all this money. It cannot be paid, okay?
And why won't the governor declare bankruptcy and go to the federal government?
The governor was elected by the same people. And they brought in union people from all
over. What's the name of the governor?
Ned Lamont.
Lamont.
So he was brought. He got his votes by all the public sector union people came in to bring people to the voting polls at 10 o'clock at night in the big cities. That's one big measure of why he succeeded. And plus the fact that those who are leaving the state are the more responsible taxpayers who would vote for a more responsible candidate. And the Republican candidate, a good man, he nonetheless could not connect with the inner city, would not touch the issue of the unborn. So the very motivation of the church voting public was not tapped. So what happens is that the crisis is so huge. Taxes are skyrocketing. And it was only a huge grassroots effort that stopped them from tolling every double-lane road in the state. And the average working-class person would have paid $1,000 to $3,000 a year in additional tolls. To do what? To pay past due obligations.
Holy cow.
We, along with Illinois and California, are the worst in the nation.
With Illinois and California. See, that's shocking. When Illinois obviously means Chicago, which is about as corrupt Democrat as you can get, and California ditto. Having grown up in Connecticut, unfortunately, I'm no stranger to this. I'm aware of how bad it is. Most people around the country don't understand how it's just ugly and very corrupt. We just have a few minutes left.
And you know what's lovely about it? It's only 60 miles by 100 miles in size.
Yeah.
And not hard to organize. And I know thousands of people across the state already.
Terrific. Okay, folks, you can find out more at TEII.org. That's TEII.org. We'll be right back.
Stop and wonder why. But I guess you felt like you had to set things right. Just remember this, my girl. When you look up in the sky, you can see the stars and still not see the light.
That's right. Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word GUTS to 60-60-60. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle,
Text GUTS to 60 60 60. Text GUTS to 60 60 60.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Democratic race for president is about to claim its first victim.
Eric Swalwell is expected to drop out of the race in the coming hours. The Los Angeles Times reports that Swalwell will end his presidential race and announce a re-election bid for his congressional seat late this afternoon. The decision was expected. A Washington Post ABC News poll conducted after the first Democratic debate had Swalwell polling at 0% among Democratic primary and caucus voters.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. All is quiet for now in California, but large back-to-back earthquakes rattled some remote desert communities and put the rest of the state on notice. No one was seriously injured in those quakes Thursday and Friday, which authorities did attribute to the remote location in the Mojave Desert. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 70 points. This is SRN News.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. 2307, prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I don't want to forget to remind you that if you go to MyPillow.com and order anything, you've got to use the code ERIC. That's my name, I think. E-R-I-C. If you use the code ERIC, you get a huge discount. Any other code that you get off of TV or whatever really goes to fund the DNC. That could be a rumor, but I want to encourage you to think that it might be true and that the only safe code to use for the huge discount is ERIC. John Rankin, we just have a few minutes left in this hour. We're talking about big stuff. The corruption in Connecticut, I grew up with that. I saw that, basically, mm-hmm. and it's horrifying. So you think the voters of Connecticut are angry enough to know that something has to change?
Oh, that's why people are leaving the state.
Yeah.
This is a crisis. So when the legislature tried to push through these tolls,
yeah.
and tolls are used to build roads. But do you know what they did with the $1.2 billion transportation fund? They moved that to the general fund and then declared a crisis for transportation money to raise tolls. This is the threshold of corruption.
It's staggering.
And so despite the fact the Democrats have a lock in the legislature, talk radio and others so pushed against this, they stopped it. So there are no tolls this year, and they're not trying a special session. So they're increasing taxes from every other angle. It's amazing. Taxes on haircut they tried. It's amazing.
Taxes on haircuts?
On haircuts. They didn't succeed in that one, but they're trying everything under the sun. Okay? And so the taxes go up. And people's quality of life
goes
down.
How is this different from Greece or Venezuela?
Well, the difference is we haven't gone that far down the path.
But I mean,
but the attitude.
Where
the
else
attitude,
do you go?
The I mean, attitude. Well, in this case, you move to another state. I mean, the people leaving Connecticut for Texas, Tennessee, South Carolina, Florida, North Carolina. It's huge. And the government tries, and the state government tries to hide this reality. But people on the ground know this, as I share with you a couple of So when I talk about my friend who owns Hitchcock Furniture, he knows the nature of the whole state, and He knows the pressure on himself and on others to get up and leave. And this is really hard because when you've grown up in a state, your family, your property, everything, or just like the gentleman I just talked to, you just interviewed, you can go into Connecticut and get these beautiful 200-year-old houses that you used to pay $1 million for restored for $200,000, $300,000. In other words, the whole economy is beginning to collapse. And you're not going to do this by confrontation. Okay, you're going to do this by open, golden rule communication in the light. Because when it's in the light, everybody gets to see what's happening. And then honest relationships lead to honest persuasion that leads to the greatest possibility.
If people want to find out more, they can go to teii.org or theemancipationparty.us. And we've just got about 40 seconds left, but you're putting out some videos on YouTube.
Yes. And so if you go to teii.org, I have the video that announces the party. And before this airs, I will have put it on the Emancipation Party page as well.
Okay. John, this is big stuff. You're doing all kinds of things. I'll keep you on into the second hour today. For those of our listeners who only get 1 hour, you can listen to everything at MetaxasTalk.com. Both hours are there. We have an app. You can get that on your phone, Eric Metaxas Show app. It's free, and you can listen anytime you like. I want to encourage you to do that. John Rankin, thank you, my friend.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.